The Frozen River Festival was a great success this year, except the river wasn't frozen, so it wasn't really a Frozen River Festival. But because the river didn't freeze, those who bought tickets and bet that it wouldn't freeze in the lottery, well, they came out a winner. And one of the featured ticket sellers actually won this year. $2,500 went to Alan Oxier. Alan, you've been working with the committee on the freeze or no freeze since its inception, and when we started working with it like 15 years ago to have like an Enana Ice Classic, and then the river didn't freeze for several years. So then we went back to the legislature and got a permit to have a freeze or no freeze competition. The last 3 years it did freeze, and we got our apparatus working, and we're all ready to start selling tickets. And then this year, Alan, we drew your ticket from the no freeze.
That was right, yes.
And the poor people that didn't have no freeze tickets didn't, well, there was a $100 winner, wasn't there?
The hospice won $100 for
the consolation prize.
Yes, yes.
Now, as we look to the future, of course, this pot can grow and grow to the proportions of the Nanana Ice Classic. And all you have to do is buy more tickets. And I understand that tickets are going to start being available this summer from our tourist population who would like to maybe get a chance not only to win a whole bunch of money, but to know that that money is going back to helping the river and local community projects here on the Kenai.
That's the whole point of this contest, is to help out the river and help Rotary, help local projects around town. So, yeah.
Now, that's kind of been the signature of your life and your community service, formerly as the manager of KDLL, the public radio station, now retired, but you haven't quit giving back and helping the community.
Well, I have to keep busy. I don't want to fail in my retirement.
Now, what would that be like? How can you fail when you retire?
Well, people go back to work.
There you go.
I'm not going to do that.
And sometimes they work harder and they give more back to the community after they've retired than ever before. Well, I want to say thank you to you for what you've done, the Solatna Rotary Club, and the hundreds of hours, uncountable hours, that have gone into making this project for the future to help enhance our community with projects. And, of course, the freeze competition, those things will all go back to things like Rotary Park, handicapped access to the river, and making this river a sustainable thing for the future. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, and what are you going to do with the money?
Actually, my sister and my nephew are coming up here in May, and we're going to go out to Bethel and scatter my wife's ashes out in Bethel.
Oh, that's really great. Thank you very much. What a wonderful purpose and what a well-deserved winning. The freeze, no freeze competition winner, because it didn't freeze, was Alan Oxier this year. $2,500 going to a very great cause. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that frozen-up sound of KSRM.